Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf and Aleph. We're going to start on Nun Amud Beis by the words Tnan, which is like the fourth or fifth last medium line. So Tnan. Okay, the basically what we established yesterday was that both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, the digger is chaya for the niske hevel, for the suffocating characteristic of the board. They were only, the machlokas is only whether you chai because of the chavata, because of the impact, the damage caused by the impact. So now the Gemara is going to ask, now, so both according to both of them, the hevel does cause the damage. So the Gemara is now going to ask from our Mishnah on that shita, on both of them. Tanaim, we learn in our Mishnah. Hayu pechusin me'asar tvachim, if the depth of the pit was less than 10 tvachim, v'napal asocho shor o chamor umes, and a shor or a donkey falls into it and dies. Putter. The digger is the choper is putter from the dam from the chiyuv that the based on the misa of the shore. The imhuzak bo chayev. But if the shore is damaged by falling in, it's chayev. So the Gemara says nafal asocho shore ochamor umeis putter. If it falls in and dies, it's putter. Gemara says my taima. Why la mishum de lesbe chavata? We're talking about a case that it's less than 10 tvachim. It must be because it doesn't have sufficient depth to cause damage based on the impact, right? Even though there is Gemara's assumption here, I'm not sure why. The Gemara's assumption is that there is sufficient hevel, right? So, but you say you putter, so your only putter must be because of the lack of impact. Gemara says lo mishum de less. So that's not a question. So you see from here that you putter, even if there is hevel. So Gemara says lo the read with less than 10 tvachim lo mishum de less be havla. Not only does it not have sufficient to cause damage based on chavata, doesn't have sufficient damage to cause based on hevel. So ihachi, the Gemara says ihachi, meaning if there is not sufficient hevel in this boar because it's pachos me'asara, im huzak bo chayev. Mishnah says, but if there's damage, he's chayev. Mashma that there is hevel. So Gemara says how less be havla. But you just said that there is no hevel or it's not enough hevel. So Amri says to the send the yeshiva, ain havel amisa, v'yesh havel amizakin. No, there's not enough hevel to cause death, but there is enough hevel to cause damage. Now the Gemara brings another shita. Ha'u Torah de napal li'irasa de dalei. The maisa happened where a shore fell into a irrigation canal that had six tvachim deep. Right, it had water in there, it was six tvachim deep. So couldn't get the shore out. V'shachta mari. So the bialim came to the shore and shechted it right away. So it wouldn't diminish, and now he had meat, right? But no, he didn't get it. He didn't do what he wanted to do because tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that the din is that it's treif. Why? Because the Mishnah Chulin lists 18 treifos for a behema, and one of those 18 treifos is nafu min agag. It fell from the roof, right? So it fell from the roof. So we don't know because we don't know. It could walk away, but we don't know what happened inside. Maybe one of its organs got damaged. So we don't know what happened inside. It's halacha moshe misinai. But we say that if it survives for a 24-hour period afterwards, then it's not considered a treifa. So what this guy, he jumped a gun. He went ahead and he shechted it right away. So Rav Nachman said, I have no choice. I have to make it a treifa. So the Gemara is, and so Amar Rav Nachman says, Ish shakal mari dehai Torah kabadim chimcha va'azol tana be midrasha. Had this guy, the Baal HaShor, just spent the amount of money of a kav of kemach to go to the Beis Medrash, im shasa, right, and he would have learned im shasa me'es le'es k'shera lo afsadei l'soda shavi kamakave. Had he just spent some money to go to the Beis Medrash and learn, he would have learned that if he would have just waited 24 hours, he would have wasted more, you know, lots of kavim worth of the shore. He should have just waited 24 hours, but because he didn't wait 24 hours, I had to say that the shore is straight. So, but what happened? The shore fell from a height of 6 tvachim. So Alma, and they said it's treifa. So Alma kasav Rav Nachman yish chavata b'pachos me'asara. You see from here, Rav Nachman holds that if a shore falls 6 tvachim, that's enough to chavata l'misa. Because he made him a treifa from a fall of 6 tvachim. So what's going? So that seems to be Rav Nachman shita that there's enough to cause damage if it falls 6 tvachim. Which is seems to be a couple of kashas. We're going to ask obvious kashas. We're going to ask about that. So Gemara says, "Esrei Rava Rav Nachman." So Rava asks Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Hayu pechus me'asar tvachim." It was less than 10 tvachim. V'nafal asocho shor chamor umeis, and the shor chamor falls into it and dies. Potter, right? But my taima, why is it potter? La mishum de less bechavata, because it doesn't. It's less than 10 tvachim. It's not sufficient depth to cause death. So why, you see from our Mishnah that less than 10 tvachim is not enough. So why are you saying that this animal is a treifa if it fell less than 6 tvachim? It's not enough to cause death. Maybe it has some injuries, but it's not enough to cause death. I'm not so sure I understand the comparison. The whole idea with treifa is that it's a suffix. We don't know what the story is. By the case with the shura, we're talking about a vadai. Will it die, will it not die? So it's sort of, I don't think it's completely parallel.
No, because it's saying you should have waited 24 hours.
So that's a lechel moshe misinai. That doesn't, but he's saying that you're asking a question of Rav Nachman, oh, you see from here that less than 10 tvachim doesn't cause death. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing over there is it's a suffix, maybe it's a death. And not within 24 hours, the suffix would be, we don't get the answer. I'm not sure what the connection is complete. All right, so Esay, Rav Nachman, high priest, Mr. Tvachim, Rav Tvachim, Rav Tvachim, Rav Tvachim, my time, Allah, Mishnah, let's be Chavata. So Nachman says, no, I hold like Rav Lold. The reason why it's Potter, Mishnah, let's be Havla, is because there's not enough Hevel. It's not enough hevel, and I'm going like Rav. The whole idea of Yechayev is because of the hevel. Six tvachim by boar, you only chayev because of the havla. Six tvachim doesn't have enough hevel, but by here it fell, right? It fell, but it is enough. It is enough to cause this problem with the shor that fell that for the treifa. So ihachi, if that's the case, who's the vochayev? Why the latter part of the price says that there's damage, he's chayev. Halas behavlo, you said there's no hevel, so Amar Leh, he says you're right. Ain't hevel in misa, six tvachim doesn't have enough hevel to cause misa, but yesh hevel in yizakin, but it does have hevel to cause damage. So he's okay. Because over there we're talking about the boar, it has enough hevel to do damage, but over here in the case of the Mishnah, but chavat, there is enough, but to fall just fall six tvachim down is sufficient to cause some sort of damage, and therefore Rav Nachman says that's enough to cause him to be a treifa because he didn't wait the 24-hour period.
Now, if you say that the person now, the palabor, is now higher than the nizak.
For nizakin, yeah.
Nizakin, if they talk about the hevla, they should specify which nizakin they're talking about. The animal fall and break his legs, they cannot even talk about hevla. I mean, hevla is a foul air.
So yeah.
The foul air is something that has to be with respiratory or something like that.
Right.
Animal break his legs.
Right. That's why Benizakin, they say, you're chayev. Nizakin, you're chayev. I don't know, they're assuming, you're right. You're right. It says, but they say, yish hevel and nizakin. Okay. Somehow the foul air caused the damage. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't.
It doesn't say that. It just says hevel to Benizakin. It doesn't. We're off the sheet of Chavata. We're on the sheet of hevel. I don't know. It's a good question. So, Esme, another question of Rav Nachman. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, when you put someone's chayv skila, so you put him on, you throw him off a ledge, you throw him down. So how high was it? So, base haskila, hayagavosh de komos. It was the height of two average sized men. An average man is three tvachim. I think that, three, what? Three amos. Right, three amos. 18 tvachim. Three amos. The height of an average man is three amos. So it was two men high. V'tani lo, and they said on that v'komash lo, and also his height. I mean, they threw him off from a standing position. So his head is nine amos off the ground, right? Harekan shalosh. You have three amos. So v'isak l'daitach. If according to you, Rav Nachman, yish chavata v'pachos me'asara, that there is chavata that can cause death less than 10 tvachim, lamali kuli high. Why do I need this such a height of nine amos? What do I need the whole height for? So Gemara says. Rashi says, what are you talking about? Even according to you, Tanech, Navi, Rasara. So for you, even you who say that you need 10 Tvachim, why do I need 9 Amos? Just make it 10 Tvachim. Well, you need to go so much higher. Elo, the reason why we have this height, for a different statement of Nachwan, Kir of Nachwan, the Amr of Nachwan, Amr Rabba Baravua, Amr Kra, the Hatul Recha Kamocha. Pasuk says, the Hatul Recha Kamocha, which teaches us, the Rolo Misa Yofa. Make sure he dies quickly. Don't make him suffer. If you throw him from 10 Tvachim, maybe he won't die, maybe he will die, he'll get hurt. Throw him off from a higher height. He'll definitely die. So Gemara says, "Ihachin nakbetvei." So you want to make sure that he's dead? Make it higher. Throw him off a big building. Gemara says, "No, mishum minavel." What's going to happen there is maybe it'll be nivel, it'll be disgusting. Because the Rashi talks about the avarim will spill out all over the place. It's going to be gross. That's not nice. So that's why it's only three. You have to do it to a height that will cause certain death, but not too high that will cause disgusting repercussions for the body. You see, here though, the concept of a haftar reicha kamocha applies even to somebody's chayav misa. So, kabakomer we supply a haftar reicha kamocha for someone who's not chayav misa. Okay. So now we ask another question on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman again, Rav Nachman now said, going back to Rav Nachman, he said that the shor that fell six tvachim was a treifa, because less than 10 tvachim is sufficient to cause enough damage to cause death. So Eisvei, we ask a question from the Katz of the Market. The pasuk says, Ki tivne ba'is chadash, v'asis z'makav v'recha, lo sasim domi v'secha, ki yipol ha'nofel mimenu. What does mimenu mean? So the Gemara teaches, mimenu v'lo l'socho. It only talks if you fall from the roof to a Rishus Arabim, or to a Rishus Yachid, but not if you would fall from another Rishus onto the roof. Meaning, the height of the house is above the walkway. As opposed to a house, you see houses in especially in Eretz Yisrael, where they're built into the mountain, sometimes the street level is higher than the house. So if the street level is higher than the house, you could fall from the street onto the roof of the house. That house does not require a makia. It's only if you fall from the makia down. So the Gemara says, Mimenu v'lo l'socho, ketzad, ha'isar Rishus HaRabim gavo mimenu, if Rishus HaRabim was higher than the house, asar tvachim, v'nofel mitocho l'socho, and then you would fall from, it's a chash to fall from the Rishus HaRabim onto the Gag, pater, in that case the Baal HaBayis is pater from making a makia. But amukam mimenu asar tvachim, but if the Rishus HaRabim is at a depth lower than ten tvachim, lower than the house, then v'nofel mitocho, and you fall from the roof of the house onto the Rishus HaRabim. In that case, chayev, you're chayev to make, you make a makia. If that would be the case, you're chayev to make the makia. So Gemara says, "V'isal kadaitach yesh chavata lepachas me'asara l'amal yasara." According to you, Rav Nachman, you just said that six tvachim is enough. So if chavata can exist less than ten tvachim, why do I need it to be a ten tvachim? Make it even lower, a lower amount should make you chayev to put up a makia. So Amalei, Rav Nachman would answer, you're right. Even a nefila from a height less than 10 tvachim could cause misa. But the reason why there's no chiyuv makia only by a gag, the house has to be 10 tvachim high, the shani bias, the house is different, the kol pachos me'asara, lav biasu. Anything that's less than 10 tvachim is not considered a house. You're not going to live in there. I'm not exactly sure. We're talking about falling from the roof of the house down. So it's the difference between the roof and the floor, not the height of the house. What if I have a 500 amma high house and the floor and the Rishus HaRabim is 490 ammas high also? I don't understand why we're talking about the definition of the house. So pachas meisar love bayisu. So therefore, if it was the house is less than 10 tvachim, no one would live in there. So you wouldn't need it would be a house. So it wouldn't be that's excluded and doesn't need a gag. It doesn't need a makia. So Gemara says, if the reason why the patur on a house that's less than 10 tvachim is because it's not called a bias, so hashdanami the havimei bari asara. Let's talk about the case where the Rishus HaRabim is deeper, is exactly 10 tvachim, right? The Rishus HaRabim is exactly 10 tvachim below the house. So hashdanami the havimei bari asara. So now from the outside it's 10 tvachim. But Dalmine Tikru Maziva, but you gotta take away all the foundation and all the structure and the beams that are in the house. The house is gonna be less than 10 tvachim, right? Tikru Maziva, Dalmine Tikru Maziva, Migavai from the inside, Lo Havi Asari, it won't be 10 tvachim. So Amalei, you go Nachuk Migavai. Talking about a case where you dug out inside the house. So you dug out inside the house below, so it's more than 10 tvachim in the house, but it's only exactly 10 tvachim from the roof down to the street. So if we're talking about the case where you dug out, ihaki kilo havi nami me'avaraya sari. So why do we even need to be 10 tvachim at all from the outside? Mishkachas le'da havi migavaya sari. Maybe from the inside it would be a house. He goes to dachuk be'atvei, that you dug inside. So you see from here, it's not so clear. You see, like we said before, the whole ikkar is what's on the inside. Right, anything that's what's on the inside, not what's from the outside. So it doesn't prove about all liquor is what's from the inside, right? So for some reason here, the Gemara is chozer on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that it had to be even less than 10 tvachim is enough to cause damage, but here we're saying less than ten tvachim. Well, not you need at least 10 tvachim in order to fall to cause the damage. So Ella, so.
How do you compare an animal to a?
That's a good question. Also, a human being has mazel, animal doesn't. So someone said. I saw someone said, "Well, the human being is chayav misa." Are you talking about the makia? We're just talking about the chiyav.
So I'm talking about the whole idea of the potential to get killed a blow temper
truck. Right.
An animal breaks its leg, you put it down.
Right.
They are.
We always say throughout the whole shas, the whole mesechta is different. The person has mazel, an animal doesn't have mazel. You can't compare animals to. Strong question. It's a strong question. So Gemara says, okay, so why does Rav Nachman say that less than 10 tvachim, less than that 6 tvachim is enough to cause damage for the death blow to the shore? behind the time of the Rav Nachman, the southern increase of the Torah La'ara, Kamehava, Abra. He says from the belly of the shore down is another four tvachim. So it fell from six tvachim high, plus the four tvachim that from the animal has the legs, so the four tvachim in between equals ten tvachim. So really holds that ten tvachim is what's needed. He creates the soil ara kamahava arva arisa didalei kamahava. And how deep was this ditch? Ishita was six. Ha so sakakol together asara ishtacha the kikamichabit basara hu the kamichabit. So you see, it's falling, it's getting hit by ten tvachim worth of damage. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ella masnizin the katani ma borshu kedei lahamis asar tvachim af kol sheishvo kedei lahamis asar tvachim. But what are you talking about? Why do you say it has to be ten tvachim? Bishita namisagi, six is also enough if you have four for the height of the animal. So Amri Zigmar says, Masnisin the Iganda Libora. The Mishnah is talking about a case where that animal, I guess, was lying down and rolled into the pit. For that you need ten tvachim. But Rav Nachman was to say, if you're standing up, you only need six tvachim because you have the four tvachim height of the animal added on, and that's sufficient to cause the damage. Just on one thing, the Chazon Ish asks about the whole thing about makia. We have all these excuses by makia. This, it has to be 10 tefachim high. So the Chazon Ish asks, the chiyuv of makia is from that you're not supposed to put a mikshol in your house, right? So yet they have all these. It's from the pasuk of lo tasim dam be'erecha, lo tasim damim be'veisecha. And that's another reason why you can't have a kalavra in your house, you can't have a shor in your house, you can't have a sulam ra'ua, all those things. So if that's the case, why does it make a difference how high the gog is not? You should just be whatever. You don't want to cause damage. So just like you can't have the wild dog in your house, you can't allow for anything in your house to cause damage. It's be 10 tvachim high, someone can fall and get hurt from 4 tvachim. Why is there a distinction? So he says, because the whole reason by the gog is not really, falling off a roof is not really a mikshel, like a dog. A wild dog is going to bite. Falling off a roof, the guy has to get up to the roof, and a lot of people are more careful when they're on the roof. It's just exeris akasa that at 10 tvachim, you have a makia. So ein bo elo chidusho that at 10 tvachim you put it in, but less than 10 tvachim you don't have to put it up. Fine. And we also just said at the end, we said the Mishnah said that six tvachim is enough because we're talking about where it falls in from four tvachim. So the question is, do we paskin that way? So it seems like in the Rif and Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's the way we paskin. But the Rashba says no, that it really still has to be 10 tvachim, because what the Mishnah is talking about is that it has to be a height that all type of damage can occur. So six tvachim is not sufficient to cause damage if it rolls in. Only 10 tvachim would be if it rolls in. So therefore, the Rashba says that we don't paskin that way. We still need 10 tvachim in the ditch in order for it to be chayiv. Okay. Next Mishnah. Bor shel shnei shutvin. Okay, we had a pit of two that belonged to two people. They were two partners. Okay? And they're using them, right? Rashi, what happens? Harishon, Avra lav Harishon, the Rishon passed by, the lo kiso, and doesn't cover it. Vasheni, the lo kiso, and then the second one passed by and doesn't cover it. Hasheni chayev. Wait, so what's going on? Just because the Rishon passed by and doesn't cover it, he's partner. So Rashi says, Ubegamara mokila b'shei nichol rishon l'sheni mishdamish v'dola kishaholachlo. What happened was, there's a pit, a water cistern, the first guy's using it, then he finishes using it when the second guy's there already. So the first guy says, alright, you're using it, you take care of it. So in that instance, even though the first guy left it uncovered, he left it to the second guy to cover it. So in that instance, the second guy is going to be chayiv, not the first guy. So first the Gemara asks, Amri, bor shel shnei shutvin, heichi mishkachasle. How are we going to have a case of a bor of shnei shutvin that you're going to be chayiv? So hanicha, we could find a case isfirulan ki Rabbi Kiva. If we hold like Rabbi Kiva, who said yesterday that bor berushuso, you can make that the bor berushuso is chayiv. That you could, if you dig a pit in your own chatzer, right, and you mock your rishus and you not mock the bor, and you let a lot of people to walk there, in that case you chayiv. So the mishkachas lo, how can you find a case of shutvin? Because b'chotzer shel shneim, the chotzer belonged to both of them, and the bor shel shneim, the bor was belonged to both of them because it was in their field. V'if kiru rishusam v'lo kiru boron, and they were makir the rishus, and they were not makir the bor. Ela isvirulan, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, who says that bor b'rishuso potter, then in this instance, if you dug the pit in your rishus and you were makir it, your potter, and machlokas rishonim as to why you potter. Rashi says, because the guy says, I wasn't mafkir my rishus in order to be chayiv. Tosfos says, even if I'm mafkir my rishus, in order for you, even if I was mafkir, Right, because he said, what are you coming here? The Sosa says, why are you even coming here? This area is still my private property. Why are you walking over to my private property? But according to Rabbi Shmuel, nevertheless, you can't find, for Barasuso, you're not chayiv. So, heichim mishkayiv to chayiv alo Barasuso Rabim. So, the only time you're chayiv for the bor is the bor is in Barasuso Rabim. Or Barasuso Harabim, bor is Shnei Shutafim, heichim mishkachos lo. How you can have a bor Shnei Shutafim in Barasuso Rabim? They don't own the property. I don't see what the big deal is. They dug it together. I'm not sure and the Rishonim have a whole list of other possibilities as to how you can make it. But the Gemara seems to view this as a difficulty. So the Gemara says, the first case, maybe you'll say, Idu Shabu Shaliach Tarvayu. Maybe together the two of them appointed a Shaliach to dig the pit for them. V'amrilei Zil Kreilan. Right? They say to the Shaliach, go dig the pit for us. V'azil Karlu. And he went and he dug for them. No, that's not going to be enough to make them chayav, because in that case, the Shaliach's going to be chayav because of the content of the ancient Shaliach Dvar Aveira. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. He's doing an Aveira by digging the pit. So what's the Aveira that he's doing? Alright, so if we look in the Gilyon HaShas, Gilyon HaShas says, ancient Dvar Aveira says, Ayin, Mishnah Lamelech, Parak Beis, Mehilchas Rotzeach. Mishnah Lamelech says that because it's Usser, he says that it's Usser to make a kilkul in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But the Mishnah Melech says it's an Isidur Avonon. And the Mishnah Melech here proves, you even say, Ein Shliach Levar Vera by an Isidur Avonon. But the other Rishonim say another thing. The Mishnah Chachma says this is the concept, this is the quintessential case of Lifnei Ivel Osite Mikshol. Ein Kra Yosei Midei Pshuto. The shot of the puzzle, because you can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. You can't put a stumbling block. You can't put a pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabim that people will trip over. That's the Avera. Right? Right, he says, right, there's an Asr Purta Kol Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Nevi Behuda says the Minchas Chinuch says that it's a problem of Los Hasim Domim. You're not allowed to cause damage and death. But there are, the question was, is Daraisa Darabon? According to Meshach Chachma, it's an Isra Daraisa. But Rabbi Yerucham Fusha Perlo, I think, in his Sefer on Rav Sajigon, says that most Rishonim don't learn like the Meshach Chachma. They say that Lipna Yiva Lotide Mikshol is one of those exceptions where you don't learn the Pshat. For the halacha, it's giving bad advice. It's not actually putting a stumbling block in front of your friend. So what's the case? We're still stuck with the case of how we have shutafin. We have a partnership in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the Gemara says, well, that's covering up is something else. If you cover it up, then it's not there. Question: What does that do? Right. If he dug the bore and he covered it, then there's no pit anymore. There's no. Right, so there's no mikshal anymore.
He dug it, and then they uncovered it.
Right, so e dechara haichamishu. So let's say talk about a case where one of them dug the first five tvachim, and the other one dug the second five tvachim. Say no, you can't have that. They're both rechayev because in that instance, nitzalku luhu ma'ase rishon. In that case, we're going to say that the ma'ase of the first guy is taken away because he didn't do anything. He only dug five tvachim. Five tvachim is not enough. It's the second guy who completed the pit. He's the one who's going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, oh no, I can find a case. There's a machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim, which we're going to talk about soon. So hanichal Rebbe vilna zaken mishkachasla. In the case by Rebbe by nezaken, we found a case of bor b'shus harabim that both of them are chayev. El the Rebbe lamisa l'rabana bein lamisa bein nezaken heichim mishkachasla. The case is because Rebbe, we'll see in a minute. Rebbe, if someone digs nine tefachim, someone comes and digs the last tefach, so who's chayev? So Rebbe says, they're both chayev for nizakin, but only the last guy is chayev for the misa. Where the Chacham is saying that the last guy is chayev for both nizakin and misa. So according to Rebbe, we just found the case where you can have shutafim for nizakin. One dug part, the other dug part. They're both considered part owners of the pit. So we found the case for nizakin that they're chayev by shutfin, but by misa by Rebbe or to Chachamim, we don't have a case because they both all in the square. Those three cases are all going to be only the second guy is going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yochanan, how do you figure out? He go into Akru Shneim Chulya Bavas Achaz Vishlimu Asara. The first guy did the night tefachim, and together they dug the last tefach together. So I thought that was pashut to begin with. They both dug the pit together. They took a spades and they dug it together, and they got to the last tefach. They both held on to the shovel, and." They both held on to the shovel and they dug it together. So the Gemara has to go through, but until it gets there. So that's the case. Talking about a case where they used the shovel together for the last piece. So the Gemara says, we just brought down Machlokes in Rebbe and Rabbanan. My Rebbe, my Rabbanan. What's the case? The Sanya, because we learn in a Braisa. Echad kol for board for Tisha. One digs nine tvachim. And the second guy comes, and Shimon comes along, and he finishes it, and now it's 10 tefachim. Ha'achron chayev. The last one is chayev. Whether the shore dies in the pit, or whether there's damage in the pit, the Chachamim say that the last one's chayev. The Rebbe Omer, achron l'misa, v'achar shnei l'nizakin. When it comes to misa, you're right, the second guy's chayev, because he created a pit that can do misa, but shnei l'nizakin are both chayev, because the first guy also, he dug a pit that has the capacity to do damage. So Gemara says, my time the Rabbanan. What's the time the Rabbanan who say that only the second guy is chayev? It says the Amakra, because the Pasuk says, right, it says, ki yiftach ishbor, and it also says, oh yichra ishbor, right? So why do we need both? Imal psicha, if you're chayev for uncovering a pit, chayev, al kriya lo kol shekin, from digging a pit, you're certainly chayev. Ella, why does it say ki yichra? L'havi kora acha kora. To teach us the din of kora acha kora, one digger after another digger. Shesilik maise rishon. So since the second one is mechadesh the gram misa, we're talking about a case where the first, if he adds a chiddush to the pit, mashra hida, if the first guy gave 20 tefachim and another guy came along, still would be chayev. But here, the first guy did 9 tefachim, the second guy finishes up, so he adds a new din into the pit, right? Shesilik maise rishon. Shesilik maise rishon, and therefore the second guy's chayev, and the first guy would be off the hook. So, but Rebbe Yuscholek, what is he? What about this limit of Rabbanan? Amalach Hanu Mitzvah Trichik Damrinan. Gemara uses a little shorthand. He says we need Ki Yiftach and Ki Yichra for like we said yesterday on Daf Nun. What was that we said yesterday? Because we said had it just said Ki Yiftach and say Ki Yichra, we would have said that only on opening a pit it's enough to cover it. But had you dug a pit, you wouldn't be sufficient to cover it. Or, and had it, therefore it says ki yichra, and had it just said ki yichra, not ki yiftach, we would have thought that only if you dig a pit, you have to cover it, but if you open up a pit, then you're putter, even if you don't cover it. Therefore, I say ki yiftach ki yichra. That's what we learned yesterday. So Gemara says, Rabbanan Nami, right? Rabbanan Nami also need mitzvah tzricha, they need that. So why are you talking about ki yichra? We learned what ki yichra, ki yiftach, that teaches us yesterday. How the Chachamim using that now to teach us kore acha kore? You're right. Elahayo time of the Rabbanon. This is the reason for the Rabbanon. Amakor, the Pasuk says, ki yichra ishbor. Right? Echad b'loshnaim. It says, if one person digs a pit, only one's going to be chayiv, not two. V'Rebbe, what does Rebbe do with that Pasuk? Hahumi baye ki yichra ishbor below shorbor. We're talking about a case that we said all the time, the only chayiv if a human digs the pit, not if your shore digs the pit. Okay, the Rabbanon. How does Rabbanon learn ishbor below shorbor? He says tre ishbor ksivei. Two times it says ki yiftach ishbor, and also says ki yichra ishbor. So one could be that limud, one's for my limud. Aye, so Rabbanon. Rabbanon, how come you don't learn both from the two times it says ishbor? It says I the kasif hai, kasif hai. No, it's not coming to teach us an extra din. Since we said ishbor by one, we say ishbor by the other. But it's nothing that we can learn out from. So the Gemara says, okay, now we know that only one is chayiv. But the Rabbanon asks, right? The Rabbanon says that only one is chayiv, not two. Why do we say that the second guy is chayiv? Maybe the first guy should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, lo sakal daitach, that can't be. The Amakrux, the Pasuk says, balabor yishalim, va'meisi yelo. Right? Hahu deka'ovid. The meisi yelo, meaning, if it kills it, the meisi yelo, you have all the halachas about the nevela, but meisi yelo is talking about the person who caused the misa. Who caused the misa? Only the guy who made it capable of doing misa, which is the guy who makes it 10 tefachim, not the first guy.
Yeah, I was saying 9 and 1, 5. Maybe it's, I think that's the thing, 5 and 1. You said 6. Why are we now assuming it's 10?
Well, that was the answer of Nachman. That was the Nachman Shita. We said that's Machlokas, whether that's the halacha. But they're not, right now, they're not going according to the Shita of Nachman. Talk about you 10 tefachim. What? No, we're done with Rav Nachman. That was just to get a new kimta to Rav Nachman to see that his that what he held to make it. But that's not the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says we said Hamesi Yelo teaches us that it belongs to the guy who makes the pit. Bahai, wait, why are you learning? That's not what you learn from that pasuk. Bahai, Bahamesi Yelo, mi bayle lichid Rava. We need that pasuk for the drasha of Rava. The Amar Rava, Rava says, Shor psulei hamukdashin shenafa labor potter shenemar Hamesi Yelo v'misha v'shelo. If let's say a guy who has a shore, it's psulei mukdashin. It was a carbon, it got a mum, and he was poed it, and now it's walking down the street and falls into a pit, right? And it falls in. I'm not chayev. Why? Because it says I'm ACLO. I'm only chayev if I can get all the benefit from the nevela. In this case, I can't get all the benefit from the nevela because since it has a status of some hektish to it, I can't throw it to the dogs. I don't have full benefit from it. only Vamesi Yelo Mechayim. So I'm Potter if the Psulim Mikdashim falls in. And that's what I learned from the Pasuk Vamesi Yelo. Why are you telling me Vamesi Yelo? I learned that the second guy who digs the pit is Chayiv. So what's this we're talking about? That's Hainuach. Amri, the Lab Mimela Shamas Rene, you know that Mimela, the Bahuda Abin Misa Askinan. Vamesi Yelo is talking about the guy who caused the Misa. If the guy who caused the Misa of a Psulim Mikdashim is Potter, but we're talking about the guy who caused the Misa. Who's the guy who caused the Misa? It's the guy who dug the last, who made it into a lethal pit. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. You're talking about other cases now. Echad Achofer Bor Asara. One guy dug it for 10 Tvachim. So it's a complete pit, right? Uba Acher Rishlim L'Asarim. And then a second guy comes and makes it to 20 Tvachim deep. Uba Acher Rishlim L'Shloshim. Then a second guy comes, third guy comes and makes it, adds another 10 Tvachim. Now it's 30 Tvachim deep. Kulan Chayavin. They're all equally, jointly and separately, I don't know, separately, but they're all jointly liable, whether there's damage or whether it may not be separate, but jointly. Right? Kulan Chayavin. They're all Chayav, because each one created a pit that can cause the damage. I'm not sure, I don't understand why the second two guys are Chayav. The first guy's Chayav, it's completed the mice already. What did they add? If it's 10 Tvachim deep, it can cause damage, it can cause Misa, what did they add? Someone's dead and you hit him again. Yichayev. I don't know what they added. I guess because it only hits. I don't know. Maybe the third guy can hear why he's chayev because it hits his. Maybe it's his hevel all the way in the bottom. But the second guy, what did he do? Okay, right. Kulan chayevin. Very minu. But we'll ask Akasha on this brisa. Right. Brisa said another brisa says echad chofer bor asara. One guy digs a pit that's 10 tefachim deep. Uba ocher v'siyed v'chiyed. One guy came and he put lime on the side, b'chiyed, and he made siurim onto the wall. He embellished the wall. Ha'achron chayev. In this case, we say the achron, the last guy, is chayev. So that's a steer to our brisa. The brisa we just said that all three are chayev. According to this brisa, only the last guy should be chayev. I don't know what the last guy did here. He drew pictures on the side of the wall. Okay. So right to the question. So lema, maybe we could say this is totally the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan. Lema ha, the brisa that says that kulan chayavin, that holds like Rebbe. Because Rebbe says, right, Rebbe said if one person digs a pit that's 9 tvachim, someone else finishes it to 10 tvachim, they're shutafim. So too over here, you can say that they're shutafim for the damage. They're all chayav. And ha, the brisa that says the achron chayav, and therefore the rishon will be potter, that would be like Rabbanan, who says that only the last guy is chayav. What?
In this case. In other words, how you compare that my focus, which has to do with 9 and the 10.
Right, so we're gonna get rid of that. So Amar Razvid, no, Razvid said no, Havaha Rabbanan. Both Bryces are dealing with the case, both Bryces are going with the Shita Rabbanan. Adkan lo kami Rabbanan. When did Rabbanan say that the Achron is Chayav and not the Rishon? Elahecha de lo avid kama, Shir Misa. When the first guy doesn't create a pit that has a Shir Misa, like what you're saying, I think is what you're saying. The first guy didn't make a Shir Misa. Elahecha de avid kama, Shir Misa. But in a case where the second guy does create a pit, the first guy did create a pit sufficient to do damage. Afilu Rabbanan modu de kula Chayavin. There was a Rabbanan will agree that all are Chayav. Right, so the Gemara says, so both shitas go according to Rabbanan. But look at the second case. V'ha siyed v'chiyed de'ka'ovid kamo shir misa de'katoni achron chayev. The second brisa, the first guy dug a pit that was 10 tvachim. It was enough of a shir misa. But the brisa says the second guy is chayev. What's going on there? So he says, Amri, they said, Hasam shlo hayabo hevel misa. He dug 10 tvachim. I'm not sure I understand this either. He dug 10 tvachim, but there wasn't a sufficient hevel in there to cause damage. Maybe it was wide or something, like it wasn't a sufficient hevel. Uba acher behosif ba hevel misa. And the other guy, when he plastered the side of the wall, so he constricted the width of the pit, and now there's hevel. So that's why he's chayev. That's what we said, that it's 10 tvachim. That's sufficient to do Hevel. So now we come up with a case where 10 Tvachim is not sufficient to do Hevel. We need the guy to be Messiah to create the Hevel. I don't know. I had a lot of questions on the today's Gemara. I didn't have too many answers. So Gemara, that's according to Razvid, both Brises go according to the Shita Rabbanan. But Razvid said, Ha, both Brises go according to Rebbe. Both go to Rebbe, who says that both are Chayev and Yizakin. So that, what would be the case? So Hatakatani, in the first brisa, we said Kulan Chayavim, then Shapir. That's fine, because there's no problem with that. Rebbe says they're all Chayav for the damage. If he says that in any case, even 9 and 1, they're Chayav for the, all Chayav. Here too, they're also all Chayav. Okay? And Hatakatani, Achron Chayav. And why does the last one say that, the second case says that the last one is Chayav and not the first one? Like we said before, you go in Shalom, Hayabo, Hevel, Lo, Lemisiv, Lo, Nizakin. There was no Hevel in there at all. No one would have died, no one would have got, there wouldn't have been any damage in there either. Ubar Achir, Vahosiv, Vohevel, Bein Lemisiv, Bein Lezakin. Then the second guy comes in and he constricts the pit with the extra stuff he puts on it. That creates the Hevel. So therefore, that's why the second guy is Chayev, not the first guy, even though the first guy dug 10 Tvachim. I guess even though we say that 10 Tvachim most of the time causes Hevel, but certain times, I guess depending on the width of the pit, I guess the wider it's open, the more air is in there, and it's not going to have Hevel. So when this guy came in and added to the sides of the wall, that's what created the Hevel. Okay. Amar Rabba says, Heniach Evan al Piyavor. What did this guy do? There was a bore, I guess there wasn't 10 Tvachim deep, and then this guy put stones all around it. Right, it was 9 tefachim deep pit. Then he put stones all around it, a tefach high. So now, from the lip down is 10 tefachim. But he added the extra tefach on the top, not on the bottom. Okay? Amar Rabba, Heniach Evan al-Pi Bor, Vishlima le'asara, Banu l'machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan. So now we come to the machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan, who's chayev? Because Rabbanan would say they're both chayev. The Rabbanan would say that the second guy's chayev, and Rabbi would say, when he's zakin, they're both chayev. Right? See, that's the Gemara's Pshita. That's Pashit. That's what we know. That it's the same. So the Gemara says no. Mao the Tamer, you would have thought that there's a difference whether the last guy adds the tefach on the bottom or on the top. Because if he adds on the bottom, that's where he's increasing the hevel. On the top, it's out in the open air. So he's Mao the Tamer lemata who the havel di deka katile. Maybe you say in the top, if he digs on the bottom, he's increasing the hevel. It's his hevel on the bottom. But and therefore he would be chayiv. When he adds it on top, all he's doing, he's not adding hevel. It's still the first guy's hevel on the bottom. Because the bottom of the pit was created by the first guy. So, maybe you say that he would be potter, because he didn't add the hevel. Kamash Malan, that even in this case, that there's no difference whether you mosif to the top or to the bottom, you still come to the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanon. Rabbanon would say that the second guy's chayev in all instances, and Rebbe would say that the second guy's chayev alone for Misa, but there's a joint liability when it comes to Misakin. Okay. Bai Rava, let's say you have a case of a guy who dug a 6-9 Tvachim and someone else came and he added a tenth. Right? Right? So the second guy added a tenth. And then Tom Tepach. And then he poured in dirt to make it back to 9. He got rid of what he did. Okay? Tom Tepach. Or Silik Avanav. Or like the case we had before, guy put up the stones, made it 10, and then he took down the stones. Now it's 9. Okay, so it's back to where it was originally. What's the din? Do we say that, do we say that by the second guy doing what he did, it's now the first guy's out of the picture completely. So now the second guy took over the pit. If anything happens, it's still his pit. Or do we say it reverts back to originally, to that the first guy is still standing there, and it's his obligation?
That's what we had before, where the guy did have the pit.
Right.
But
now he's taking away everything that he did. First guy dug 9 tefachim,
right.
I dug the 10th tefach.
Right.
Now I fill it in. Now the second guy fills in that last tefach. So nothing. And then the shore is damaged.
He's back to 9 again.
Back to 9 again. But whose pit is it? The Gemara, there's a Havamim not to say that it belongs to the second guy, because when he made the 10th tefach, he got rid of the first guy's ownership, because he's the one who created the board. First guy's gone. Now, even though he filled it up, he's still responsible. Let's see the Gemara. So, boy, Rabbi Tom Tepach, Vesilik Avonav Mahu, Mi Amrina Mai the Ovid Shakle. Do we say that since what he did, he took away, much like you're saying, he took it away, so now it goes back, reverse to the first guy. So if damage can't be me, so it's only 9-12, if there's any damage, the first guy's liable. Old Dilma, or are we going to say, Nistalku Maise Rishon? The whole mice that the first guy did is taken away. The kamale kuli b'rishusei. And the boar is now standing completely in the resource of the second guy. Right? What does Rashi say? It was never. For damage. Sure. 10 tvachim is only for the misa. Right? Nistako mice rishon the kamale kuli b'rishusei. And therefore, he'll be chayiv for the nezek. So Gemara says, teku. The Gemara says, they don't have an answer. They don't have an answer for the suffix. That's the question. Is we say teku, what's the din? Right. So some people say teku is the poskim say it's motzi mechaber avaraya. So therefore, you go to the first guy. The first guy says no, go to the second guy. The second guy says no, you go to the first guy. But the Meiri says no. Vadai, the second guy's chayev, because whether or not even if it goes back to the, even I don't know why he says that, even if it goes back to the first guy, the second guy's still chayev. And therefore, Motzi Mechaveiro is getting out from the first guy. I like the first Yeshita better. Motzi Mechaveiro Varai, we don't know, the guy who's damaged goes to the first guy. He says, well, it's not mine. It belongs to him. He dug it. And of course, goes to the second guy. He goes, it's not mine. I filled it in. Go to him. So then the damager is, the Nizak is, has a problem, has to prove. He has to prove, but Motzi Mechaveiro Varai usually means proof. Here's a suffix in the din. Not a suffix in what the Metzia is approving a raya. If you bring a raya who the halacha is like, tomorrow's a teku. What raya do you bring? What raya can a Motzi Mechaveiro bring if the psak? Right, it's not Motzi Mechaveiro raya, then it's pater. Okay, another question. Okay. Amar Rama Bar Chana, Amar Shmuel Bar Marta. Bor Shmona. Okay, we have a bor that's deep, that's 8 tvachim deep. Umehen, shnei tvachim mayim. But the last two tvachim are water. The assumption is that water creates more hevel. So the Gemara says, and the water and a pit and an animal falls in there and dies, chayev. Why chayev? It's only 8 tvachim deep. So my timer, he says, kol tefach demaya kitrei diyaboshadami. One tefach of water equals 2 tvachim. So therefore we had 6 tvachim of air, 2 tvachim of water, 2 times 2 is 4. We have 10 tvachim here to cause damage. So the Gemara says, Ibailuhu, they ask a Shaila. What about a case of, the suffix here is more like this. Do you specifically need 2 tvachim of water? What if it's only 1 tefach of water? Is that enough? Is it bedafka 2 tvachim? Or maybe any type of water gets this calculation. So the Gemara says, Ibailuhu, bor tisha, the bor is 9 tvachim deep. Umehen tefach echad mayim. And what is 1 tefach of water? Mahu, mi amrinan kevin delo nefishi mayi lesbe havla. Do we say that since the water is not so deep, it's only 1 tefach, it doesn't create hevel, so therefore we only have a 9 tefach deep pit, right? Odilma came into Amik Tvei, since it's deeper than the 8 tefachim, it's 9 tefachim deep, is behavla. And then with the 9 tefachim, we have the hevel because of the water. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Next, what about the other case? Opposite. Bor Shiva, a bor is 7 tefachim deep, who may hench losu tefachim mayim, and three of those tefachim is water. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say that Yichayev Mis in this case? Mi Amrinan, Yichayev for the Mis in this case. Mi Amrinan Kevin the Nefishi Mayan Tvei. Maybe we have a lot more water here than we had in the 8 tefach case. We have 3 tefachim of water here, and therefore is Behavla. Odilma, or do we say Kevin Deloa Mika, since it's only 7 tefachim, less Behavla? That can't create Havla with Hevel with a 7 tefachim. It has to be the exact proportion that we had before of 8 and 2. So Teku, Gemara says Teku. They don't have the answer. Bayimine Rashi Zivi Mi Rabba. Okay? Rashi Zivi asked Rabba. Hir Chiva Mahu. What happens if they have a pit that's this width and the guy expands the width? He widens the pit. Doesn't make it deeper, he widens the pit. He makes the pit more accessible. Okay? So Mahu, what's the din? It's the person who widens it Chayev. Amrale, so he answered back to him, Haremit Havla. Why should he be Chayev? What he did was lessen the foul air, because he made more circulation, more ventilation in there. So me and Havla. So Amalei, what are you talking about? Adarabah, Harekir Hezeka. Now that he made it wider, it's more accessible. It's easier to fall in. There's more potential for damage. So Ella Amravashi Nechzeinam. We should check into it. Iba Havla Mayis Meid Havla. If we check the shore after it died. If it died due to suffocation, we say Yischaya because he was If he died because of Hevel, we'll say that he should be Potter because he's meat to Hevel. He didn't do anything. He didn't add to Hevel. He was Mamayit to Hevel. But he died from the Hevel. It's not his fault. But, if he died because of the Chavata, then we'll say that he's Chayev, Harei Kir Hezeka. We'll say that he's Chayev because he's the one who caused it because he made the pit more accessible. Ika da Amri, or some say, Amr of Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Nechzeyanan, let's take a look. Imei Ahigisa Nafel, if he fell from the side that was widened, right, Harei Kir Hezeka, he caused the Hezek. If he fell from the other side, then me and Havla. What if he? I don't understand that. What if he dug? He did it all around. If he expanded the pit all the way around on all sides. So if he dug it all the way around, he's definitely chayev. Okay. Itmar.
Unless he walked
straight into the middle. But if he did it all the way around, then he made that middle part. He widened the whole thing. Itmar. Okay. Another case. Bor, and the bor that's 10 tefachim deep, okay? Or maybe even some water. Maybe it's even more. So bor, omka, kerachba, if its width and its depth are the same as 10 tefachim deep and 10 tefachim wide, right? So what's the case? Are you chayev? Are you chayev in that case? Because maybe that's wide enough. If that's the proportions, maybe there's no hevel. So
Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Tarvayu, they both said, Mishmei the Rabbi Barchana, the Amr Mishmei, they said, the Rebbe Mani, right? Chad Amar Olam Yeshba Hevel, Achi Rakwa Yeserel Omka. There's always Hevel, unless the width is wider, the width is bigger than its depth. It has to be wide 11 and deep 10, then there's no problem. Right? B'chad amr l'olam ein bo hevel achi omko yeser al rachba. The other one says, no, if it's equal, your potter, it only has hevel if the depth is more than the width. I think I'll leave this for you, Menachem. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.